Praise the name of the living God. I take this opportunity to say thank you so much for giving me another chance to share with you what God is doing in our lives, to share with you what the love of God is. I just want to greet you all and say Happy New Year. I know since the year began, we have not spoken together to the fellowship of Jesus Christ. Let me begin by introducing myself. I'm Pastor Anthony Sakwa from Kenya, in western part, in Bungoma County. That is where God has placed me to preach and to take care of God's children, to take care of the church, which is growing under the Spirit of God. Let me take this opportunity also to share with you what God is doing in us and what God is doing through us. God is doing great things. God is doing much into our lives. This year, we had a church plan that is going to take place. We have already begun. This month of February, it is a month of praying and fasting. We are praying and fasting. Leaders and the whole church, we are praying for the whole month. We are praying for the plannings, for the plans, and for the things that we are going to do throughout the year. So we have already planned things that are going to take place. In the month of March, I will be taking a team of great men and women of God into the northern part of Kenya, in a refugee camp called Kakuma Refugee Camp, whereby it is the second largest camp in East Africa, whereby we are going to have a 7 days meeting, we are going to have a conference, we are going to have outreach, we are going to have baptism, we are going to baptize people in water, also we are going to baptize people, we are going to lead people into spiritual feeling, speaking in tongues. We are going to help people to receive that. Also, we are going to launch another new church in that camp, because I have conducted the pastor who is in charge there. He has told me the church has grown big, and now they are going to open another new church, which is of great blessing and great pleasure to our God. Also, in the month of April, we will be holding two meetings, youth rally or youth seminar and women conference, which will take place in the month of April. One will take early, and the last one will be late in the month. It's going to be so great. It's going to be so powerful, because God has called us to nurture people into the spiritual maturity as we prepare them to enter into the kingdom of God. And this is only we are going to do it according to the word of God. We are going to teach people, equip them spiritually, equip them, teach them the word so that they can stay by the word, because it is only the word of God that can make us alive. Because the word of God, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 12, that the word of God is living, the word of God is life. So we need to have that word of God which is alive in us. We are going to do it, teaching the women, teaching the youths to stand strong so that it can support the work of God in the church. Another thing also that we are going to do, this year we will be planning to begin our church construction, and God willing, we just want to make arrangement and see how we are going to begin our church construction. We don't know how it is going to take, how long it is going to take, but we are beginning by faith, because the Bible says all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. Therefore, we love God because we are going to see Him accomplishing by building His own people, the church for His own people. We are planning to construct a church that will cater for over 500 people. We are going to have offices. We are going to have Sunday school class that is going to cater for our children. And also, we are going to have offices besides the church, so that it is going to serve our church and our leaders. Also, for our visitors who will be coming from different places, we shall have an office and a house for them. We are going also to have a kitchen, so that when we have meetings, we have conferences, we will be cooking for our own food for our visitors that are going to be beneficial of the church that we are beginning. Beginning from the month of May towards August, we will be having revivals and teachings in the church, because the church without teachings, the church without prayer, the church without unity in sharing of God's word, it is a dead church. Therefore, we are going to make sure that in the month of May through August, it is going to be typically teaching and having revivals. We shall be having teachings from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. daily from Monday to Friday. That is our plan, and that is the desire that we are going to do it. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you so much to my brother, my beloved brother, mighty man of God, Brother Bob Lindfeld, and my sister Jeannie Lindfeld. You have been of so much great support to our ministry, and where we have reached greatly it is support. Especially the book of Speaking Tongues. It has really ignited us, and it has given us much influence, much power, much deeper understanding of God's word. We have created a strong feeling. We have created a bigger understanding and a bigger revelation, and going deeper into the word of God, because it has really helped us. We say thank you so much, our brother, and we say thank you so much for the Acts Now Fellowship. You are a great people, and I always say thank you so much for joining with us, for partnering with us, and I pray that if Jesus tarries to come, one day God will join us together. We shall meet face to face as we teach one another, as we hug one another, as we share God's word, as we celebrate Jesus together, because we are in the kingdom, we are the children of the kingdom, having one Father who is our God, who is God and who is our Father that is in heaven. We are his children. And therefore, I thank you so much, Brother Bob, for joining me together with the great people of God, the Acts Now Fellowship Ministry. You are so wonderful. You are so powerful. Thank you so much for the conference call that you have been following every day, every teachings that we have been teaching, we are following, and we have been blessed. We are always listening and taking notes, and also praying together and sharing with those who doesn't have the access into that, and they have been also being blessed. They say thank you so much, and may the Lord bless you. This year we pray that may God help you to expound the ministry of Acts Now Fellowship, to reach the higher, the bigger way, so that you can be of a great blessing, not only to us here in Kenya, but all to the world, because God has called you, has sent you to go into the world and teach the word of God, meet people, teach them, and help them to understand God's word, speak in tongues, let them open into the Spirit of God. That is our prayer, and that is our gratitude to you. May the Lord bless you so much. I say thank you because you have been so instrumental. You have been so instrumental to us, and you have been so powerful, helping us to understand and reach many. Thank you so much, and may the Lord bless you. I also say thank you for the support. For sure, you have been so much supporting us. The work has been so smooth. The work has been so good and easier because of your support, financial support you have been giving us, and we are doing it the work of God. The church is growing, and the church is becoming so strong. I'm also teaching the church to understand the meaning and the power of standing with the men of God, the power of understanding the word of God. And even now, I'm very happy that every individual, every member in the church at least can read his own Bible, can read, understand the word of God, can study at his own time at home because of the Bibles that you gave us. This is a very powerful thing. I really humble myself and I say thank you, and may the Lord Almighty bless you. I know this year, God willing, is going to be a very big and a very blessed year between us, and for us all, we are going to be blessed together, you and us. We are going to work together, pray together, and also minister the word of God. As you minister in the United States, we are ministering here in Africa. May the Lord bless you so much. Allow me to take this opportunity also to share the word of God with you. And I know God is going to bless us. I have a simple topic here that God has given into my heart that I need to share with you so that we can be blessed together. The topic that I'm going to share with you, it is the journey into the anointing. The anointing that we are speaking about, it is all about the Spirit of God. And this topic, I extracted it from the book, Speaking in Tongues. As I read the book, God gave me the revelation, and I saw the need to walk into the anointing. When we walk into the anointing, the changes that we shall receive, it shall be from the power of God. It shall be the change that will energize, give us the strength and the power to minister and to touch God's people. The gateway to power is thirsty. One, for one to be, to receive the anointing, for one to receive the word of God, he must have thirsty. He must be thirsty for what the word of God. We must have hunger for the word of God. For the Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 42, that let me read it so that we can confirm together. In the book of Psalms chapter number 42, the Bible says, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. For you, O God, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? This one, the servant of God David, was having the desire and the thirsty, the hunger for his word. And for us to receive the power of God, we need to have thirsty into our hearts. In the Bible, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Therefore, we are to minister the power of God. And the power of God is the anointing that we have been given. The anointing that has been given unto our hearts. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter number 10, verse 19, behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We can never be hurt because of the power. Jesus has given us the power that has come through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has enabled us, has energized us, and that is what we call power. And this journey into the anointing, it is going to enable us to do all exceedingly and powerful things. And the Bible says, this is possible by only the power of God. And when we follow the word of God, when we go into deep the word of God, when we go deep into the anointing of God, the Spirit of God will continue to manifest, to continue to reveal to us by the manifestation and by the demonstration of his power. A demonstration and manifestation of his power, it is through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we need to get into the anointing of God. The Bible says in the book of John chapter number 1, verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave him the power to become the sons of God. It is the power that has given us the right to become the sons of God. It is not by our religion. It is not by our nice looking. It is not by our nice churches or our nice homes. But it is by the power of God. It is by the power of the anointing of God that has given us the power to become the children of God. And therefore, for us to be the children of God, we need to be thirsty for his word. We need to have thirst and hunger for his word so that we can reach into the power of God. I know God is going to pleasure. The gateway to power, it is only by thirsting. Another point that will help us to receive this power, to walk into this power, we need to have the emptiness of the heart. When the heart is empty, therefore, we will look for something to fill in that emptiness. And that something that shall be filled in that emptiness, it is the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the name of God. I know in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, that we may know him and the power of his resurrection. Therefore, the power that resurrected Christ, it is the same power that we shall operate in. It is the same power that we shall continue to see his grace, his power, and his manifestation. It is not all about money. It is not all about our mansion and our good houses. But it is all about his power. And therefore, when we receive the power of God, we have received the anointing of God. And when we need this, there are some few things that we shall follow up so that we can go into this power. When you have the emptiness of the heart, we will continue to be refilled. In the book of Luke chapter number 4, verse 14 to 21, the Bible speaks about how Christ was filled by the power when he returned after fasting. The Bible says he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit, and after the anointing, he still went for in filling. When he returned to the synagogue and was given a book to read, he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring the captive, to set the captive free." The power of God has given us, God has given us the power to set the captives free. This setting of the captives free, we need ourselves to be filled by this power. And the journey to anoint, to the anointing, the journey into the anointing of this power, it is by allowing the Spirit of God to indwell in us. And this, we must acknowledge our emptiness. When we acknowledge that we are empty, then God will continue to fill us. Sometimes we, the ministers of God, we, the Christians, we have filled our hearts with very many things. The cares of this world, our desires for having many wealthy, our desires of having, acquiring material things. But when we have the emptiness of the heart, having the thirsty to fall and to get the word of God, this is going to help us, and we are going to be very strong people because God is going to minister to us in His Word. I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to share with you this simple topic, and God is going to bless you. Another thing that will help us, the transforming effect for discovering this power, it is by through praying and fasting. When we pray and fast, this is when we are doing it by the graciousness of God. We see Jesus Christ after being baptized, and the Bible says, and he was led into this, in the desert, in the wilderness, to pray and fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Fasting helped Jesus to equip himself with the power. When we are fasting, fasting is an institution for power generation. It is not a means of obtaining quick answers as something. Neither is a complementary to prayer. It causes your light to shine forth out of darkness. As we read in the book of Isaiah 58, beginning from verse 6 to 12, tells us what it is instituted to achieve. The summary of it is power. You are not to fast when you are sick. When you fast, you are creating an atmosphere for your spirit man to grow. You are fasting to create an atmosphere for the spirit man to grow. Praise the name of the Lord. Our spirit man, our spiritual power, our spiritual man needs to grow every day. As we always make our bodies to grow, so we need to make our spirit man to grow. And that is through fasting and praying. If you therefore must stay in power, fasting must be part of your life. In fact, I don't see how you can survive for weeks without a fast or ascertain the presence of God's hand upon your life. To fast a day in a week won't kill somebody, because people fear to fast because they fear that they might die. But you cannot die because of fasting. We need to fast so that we can continue to flow into the power. We continue to walk into the power. That is why Jesus was fasting, having time to fast. That was how his life was. In the book of Matthew chapter number 21, number 17, verse 29, the Bible says that this kind goeth not out but by fasting and prayer. There are some things that we need to acknowledge. We need to survive through fasting and prayer. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse 27, Moses was a fasting machine. The man would fast 40 days, 40 nights without food. Daniel was the same. And you can see Jesus himself was the same. Therefore, we are the people to fast and pray and seek his presence. May the Lord bless you so much. I know I have not much time, but I thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to share with you this word of God. May you be blessed so much. Let us continue into this journey into the anointing, because anointing will create an atmosphere for us to minister to the people of all types, to minister to all people, because the anointing will continue to shine in us. It is the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will continue to reveal himself to us. It will continue to attract to us, to attract us to many different people. It is not by our good speaking, our knowledge. No, it is by the anointing that will attract us to many people. That is why our church is growing. That is why you see in the book of Acts, I thank God because of the minister of Acts Now Fellowship, that the people who are moving according to the anointing of God. Because the Bible says the book of Acts, it was the Acts of the Apostles. And we need to act in God's word. If the Bible says that we need to flow into the anointing, and therefore we need to walk into the anointing of God. Praise the name of the Lord. I feel the power of God. I feel energized into the Spirit. I can even speak in tongues because the grace of God is upon me. May I end it there by saying, may the Lord bless you so much. Have a blessed day and have a great and powerful year, the year 2021. God willing, we shall continue to share more. Thank you so much, Brother Bob Lindfeld, for giving me an opportunity to share with the great people of God from the U.S. May the Lord bless you so much. Receive greetings from my church. Receive greetings from my leadership. Receive greetings from my beloved wife and my beloved family. We love you, and God bless you so much. Have a blessed day. Amen and amen.